This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The host of our weekend show, Lizzie O'Leary, is just back from a week in Flint, Michigan, reporting on the water crisis. There, she filed a couple of stories for us about how it's affecting people's lives and where things might go from here. We got her back on the line to get some final thoughts, a wrap-up of sorts. Hey, Lizzie.
Hi, Kai.
So I guess the question really is, you know, what I set us up with here. Now what happens to these people? The money's coming, the water's coming, but they are still there, right?
Yeah, I think there are two answers to that question. Number one is about time frame, and number two is about authority. Time frame is sort of this idea of when do they move off emergency footing? And a lot of that is knit together with a question of when people will be able to drink water coming out of their tap. And then the question of authority, which is who do they listen to? Because public trust in Flint, as you can imagine, is very low.
Yeah. I want to ask you about the kids that were in that story that you did for us yesterday and what their parents had to say. And that was stuff that was long-term lasting impact.
Yeah. And I think one of the big questions is we don't know how big that impact is going to be on these kids. I talked to Philip Liddell, one of the fathers in that story. I spent a lot of time with him and his family. He hasn't had the chance to get his kids tested yet, in part because, you know, he doesn't have a car. I mean, this is an economically depressed city. So I was sort of talking with him about, well, what are you doing? He said, it's still the same. We've still got the bottled water. I want to get the kids tested, but I got to figure out how I can even make that happen.
Where do things stand with actual delivery of water? When we spoke, I guess, on Monday or Tuesday, it was they still had to come every day in the morning to get a case of water, and they did that every single day. Is that still going on?
That's still going on, and it's sort of one case per household per day for free at these water handout sites. Other people are kind of giving charitable donations at Philip Liddell's apartment building, which is sort of a building where a lot of low-income people live. Some volunteers came by with a big truck of water and delivered it to the building because a lot of the older folks there, you know, just don't have the means to get to the delivery sites. And also, if you're a family of five, six, seven, one case of water per day does not cut it.
Yeah. The number from the introduction to your piece yesterday, $28 million from the Michigan State Legislature going to Flint. That's on top of some earlier money. Spitball it for me, the price tag to fix this, if that's even possible.
You know, I think it's partly possible because you have to think about where's the money going. Some of it will probably go to the school system. The superintendent told me they need a lot of money. They have a $10 million budget deficit in the school system anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there's the question of replacing the pipes. That could be a multi-million, if not hundreds of millions of dollar question once they figure out where the lead lines are.
Right.
And then the medical care. And, you know, that's sort of a thing that's hanging out there when we figure out what the levels are in kids' blood and what kind of supportive services they might need over the next few years.
Lizzie O'Leary is the host of our weekend program, Marketplace Weekend. It's called. Lizzie, thanks a bunch. Just back, by the way, from a week in Flint, Michigan. We'll talk to you soon.
Of course. Thanks, Kai.